So welcome, everyone, to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. We meet every other Thursday, so our next gathering will be 2 weeks from today, and you'll get that in your emails and in your social media announcements. And if you're not on our email list and would like to be, let us know. So tonight we're going to be
at theangelnewsnetwork.com.
Thank you. So tonight we're going to be connecting with Archangel Uriel, and their teaching tonight is A New Future, Five Fundamental Shifts. This is actually a teaching that they gave a little over a year ago, so we'll let them sort of explain why they feel it's necessary to really be bringing this up again. Sam will be representing the feminine energy and dealing with things that they've said in the past and allowing them to elaborate on it. You might want to ask the question, why do they do it this way? Why do they want a human being in the 3D to actually interface with them? And I've actually asked them that question, and it is so that we integrate the information more. It's not just them speaking in a fifth-dimensional frequency, but it is a multidimensional integrated combination of 3D and 5D. So that is the reason whenever I channel, it's most often done within this way. Also, we are blessed that the frequencies of Jeff Asano, my partner, channel now in Nashville. He's recently moved from Los Angeles to Nashville. When he channels Archangel Michael or our channel, the frequencies I channel, they open it up to question and answer, to Q&A. That is not always the case. Most channels bring in a message and that frequency leaves. They don't open it up to expanded Q&A. Not all frequencies do that. So we call this Divine Discussions to give you an opportunity to take advantage of that opportunity to have Q&A. So you'll have five fundamental shifts that Sam will work with Uriel tonight on, and we'll pause at each one of them. You'll have a chance to ask questions about each shift, and then you'll have an opportunity to answer, ask questions at the end of the entire teaching. Okay, are we ready? I'm going to go into trance.
And tonight's discussion is based on A New Future, Five Fundamental Shifts, and it's available in Philip's book, Divine Discussions. And you can find links to that at theangelnewsnetwork.com or philipeltoncollins.com.
Greetings, beloved humans, being human upon the surface of planet Earth. We of the frequency of the consciousness of Archangel Uriel come to you at this time. We have been with you, dear ones, since you made the decision to be a part of this journey of Mother Earth, the love adversity of learning to love. You have had multiple incarnational cycles on this particular planet to affect your ascension from the frequency that you reside in at this time into a higher frequency of existence. We have brought you this teaching in your past Earth time, but with the upheavals and the chaos that continues within your 3D Earth plane at this time, we feel it is essential to begin to review once again, since the human mind loves to learn through repetition, these particular teachings. These teachings are an aspect of something called the Divine Seven Sacred Flames, which are available through the channel that we're coming through now. If that resonates for you, it is a teaching that includes the Father of Humanity, Adama, in combination with other frequencies to bring in the formula, if you will, the structure of exactly how to achieve your ascension. As you know, dear ones, many of you are connecting with the ascended masterships who once walked the earth, were human themselves in many fundamental incarnational cycles, and then were allowed through various dispensations to make their ascension into ascended mastership, which is your destiny as well, dear ones. We of the archangelic realm have actually never been human, but we have been teachers of being human and guiding you and guarding you in some situations in your process of escaping and transcending self, yourself, myself, I self, self being a reflection of all that there is. So as has been explained to you, the format of how we enjoy, if you will, teaching is that we allow you within the 3D frequency to review in the integration the teachings that we have brought in the past and allow us to elaborate and expand and assist you in the integration of that. There will be a brief introduction, several minutes, and then we will go into the five fundamental shifts necessary to create the life you say you want, creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance. And you will have questions, an opportunity for questions with us at the end of each one, and then, of course, at the end of the teaching as well. So let us begin.
And I'm going to start reading this chapter. It's A New Future, Five Fundamental Shifts. And again, it's from Archangel Uriel, and he is the world teacher and guardian. And I'm going to pause periodically, and if Archangel Uriel steps in, we'll hear what needs to be said at that point. So freedom of choice and will and your divine destiny are promised to each of you and integrated in your purpose, soul plan in being here.
And dear ones, not every planet, not every solar system, not every galactic force has a freedom of choice and will. You have made a decision as a learning tool to have that freedom of choice and will here that nothing and no one can interfere with as a learning tool. Continue, please.
Let us review some tools and wisdoms from higher realms to assist humanity in creating the world you say you want, knowing you are the creators creating.
And this is such a hard aspect for the human mental body because for eons you have been taught otherwise by your religions, by your families, by your educational systems, that creation is something outside of yourself. This fundamental law that you are creator creating through your emotions and thoughts is new for many of you, but the mastership of that is essential to move forward in your evolutionary process.
If it resonates, let us now open your knowing hearts, moving from your believing mind.
Where has the human mental body gotten you so far, dear ones? It has created the world that you're experiencing now. So the dispensation has come through from the higher realms for the mental body, the human mind, to move back into service to the knowing heart. The believing mind that is filled with erroneous belief systems and untruths, moving into your hearts, which contain the DNA wisdom of every lifetime you've ever had, and learning to, in effect, think with your heart, not to totally eliminate the human mind, but have it move into, in your vernacular, more of a secondary place.
So let us open our knowing hearts to all the possibilities and probabilities of humanity, creating a new paradigm, rather than resignation to what has been in the past and currently in the present, knowing being present is the present.
And that is the decision that you're making now, dear ones. And that is why there is so much upheaval in your world at this time. There are many of you not willing to have things as they have been. With the cyberspace communications of the Archangel Uriel gifted to humanity, you're now able to instantaneously communicate with one another and know what's happening and largely why, revealing the truth. So as a result of this, many of you are saying, no, we do not wish to have the whole old anymore. We are ready for the new.
Within the unseen higher realms, there is an unbroken wholeness, a divine order, out of which all events manifest.
Can you imagine that, dear ones? There is a divine order. You are in the process of trusting, thus of surrendering to that truth, that there is a divine order outside the human mind.
It is the lost truth of this that has and is creating much of the imbalance in your world.
There you go. It is the unknowing of this, or untrusting, or the unbelieving of that divine order that is creating the world you have now, dear ones.
Humanity chose to be an essential aspect of this unbroken, united, integrated whole. Call it what you may.
Key word there, dear ones, is you chose. Through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, you have chosen to learn this way, not to be victims, but to take responsibility of that choice and through that responsibility create the consequences to your liking.
One of the most important roles of humanity is to individually and collectively allow an opening portal moving beyond your minds to receive the divine order manifesting.
Can you see that? Read that again, dear one.
One of the most important roles of humanity is to individually and collectively allow an opening portal moving beyond your minds to receive the divine order manifesting.
It has been the connection to the higher realms of divine order, dear ones, that allowed the creation of all of your past golden ages and the creation of this final seventh one that you're involved in now, Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Greece, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and on, all of those were created and assisted by and supported by we of the higher realms. It is that unification and connection to that divine order that you are in the process of accepting and trusting at this time, dear ones.
This allows the integration of higher realms with the human whole soul and spirit and your being into doing.
Being into doing. Your whole world has largely been set up with doing into being rather than being into doing.
The integration of higher realms with humanity allows an extraordinarily empowering personal process assisting humanity in feeling and creating new realities.
A personal process, again, remember, dear ones, you have chosen to learn what is through the relationship with self. So that is the personal process that you all are in. To thy own self be true. To know thyself. These are the keys to open the door to your ascension, dear ones.
Humans move from children to adults, allowing all needs and questions of the child to be fulfilled.
You are moving from infanthood to childhood, to adulthood, dear ones.
In effect, this heals and frees the wounded inner child to become the elevated adult.
We have taught from the ascended realms the relationship of the wounded child, the ego defenses that are created around those wounds, and for those who wish to become more proficient in that teaching, that wisdom and knowledge is available to you, dear ones.
Humanity largely bases the conventional view of reality upon positional, personal power, and ego-based accomplishments.
And this is not true, dear ones.
But the ascended view of reality is based upon creating a frequency in which humanity constantly expands, grows, and becomes more capable of participating in their unfolding future.
It is all about the growth and expansion of this frequency of what level you vibrate at that allows you moving into a higher realm of existence.
This allows the tools of synchronistic nature and marvelous miracles to manifest.
And we'll get into synchronicity later as one of the fundamental shifts, dear ones.
The opportunity and ability to truly participate in your unfolding future has to do with your being. Your doing based upon your being, your awakened state of being conscious.
You're all in the process of waking up from a deep slumber, dear ones, of becoming conscious. And the tools that we have given you of communication this time is greatly assisting that wake-up process. You have been asleep a long time. The awakening is upon you.
So often, your lives are based upon doing without knowing neither who you are nor why you are here.
And once you know the who and the why, as a foundation, dear ones, you build the what, the where, the how, the when. And so often, you build things without knowing who you are. A divine spiritual being having a human experience, why you are here to employ your unique talents and gifts out into the world. With that sturdy foundation, you can know, what am I doing? When am I doing it? Where am I doing it? How am I doing it? with the who and the why as the foundation. Can you see that, dear ones? It is so essential that early in your childhood, moving from childhood to adulthood, that you speak to your children and allow them to discuss whether they're still clairvoyantly connected to the higher realms before their second permanent teeth come in and your vernacular, their baby teeth are still present, and allow them to discuss, to reveal who they are and why they are here before it is shut out and taken away from them.
Before I continue, if I may, I just want to comment on that. That's such a powerful statement. One of the things that I have brought forth from my higher self is the fact that many parents do not consciously parent. So that's very important to be a conscious parent, and I think that that's what we're headed toward.
So within that, and building and elaborating upon that, dear one, as you look at the indigos, the rainbow, and the crystalline children that are here, that have chosen specific parents to nurture them, it is vitally important that parenting become aware that they may have within their presence a child who is leading the way for humanity by having their DNA fully empowered with a pathway to raise the frequency, to assist in raising the frequency of humanity along with the ascension process of the planet. But remember, dear ones, that the whole ascension process begins with the planet's choice and decision herself as a conscious living being to return to the love and the light from which she came. Thus, in turn, everything within and upon her body will choose to do the same or will not. Those of you who choose not to make your ascension process during this final 2,000-year cycle on this particular planet, which began at year 2012, will be allowed to take whatever time necessary elsewhere. Continue, dear one.
Creation is a moment-by-moment domain in which you all constantly deepen your wisdom of reality and choose to participate in creating the future.
And that moment-by-moment is within the now presence. Remembering that the past was once now, and the future will become now, and we are in the now, now.
Then you can individually and collectively see what is needed to emerge in the world and have the compassion and commitment to create what is needed.
Are you ready to commit what is needed? The readiness is the beginning of your commitment, dear ones. Readiness precedes commitment.
Let us now discuss five fundamental shifts needed to advance as a species.
Let us review the basic reason for these coming through again at this time, dear ones. You are at a crux within the major decisions that you're making planetarily regarding human existence at this time. There are many individuals who are feeling displaced and not assimilated into the human hold, feeling left out, without equality, without harmony, and without balance. The fundamental five shifts that we're talking about begin energetically through your emotions and your thoughts, but then they must move in through that beingness of your emotions and your thoughts into the doingness to actually make the shifts within the endeavors which are attempting to control a world that they did not create, which is impossible. It is our responsibility of the archangelic realm of Uriel to assist you in maintain and sustain all the tools that you need, whether you're ready to apply them or not. So we ask that you listen to these, integrate them where you can, and work out your own individual soul plan activations and applications of these shifts. And then if you so choose, take them into a collective, moving from me to we. So let us begin with these and realize once again, this is our gift to humanity at your turbulent time of now. In order to free you from that turbulence and assist you in creating a pathway to the world that you say you want. For dear ones, we of the archangelic realms know the world is not as you wish it to be. So the tools that we give you now are a way to free you from that. So let's listen to them carefully, dear ones, and repeat them as often as necessary until you master them and free yourself from the aspects that are creating the world that you have now. Let us begin.
I'm going to read each of these five fundamental shifts individually, and at the end of each one, I'll ask if anyone has any questions. If you have any questions online, you can hit *6, and anyone in the classroom can let me know that they have a question, and I would advise you to, if you have a question, please ask, because this is a great opportunity. Number one, how you think about the world. Planet Earth is a living, conscious being with organs, air, water, minerals, oil, gas, light, etc.
Dear ones, let us just interject at this point. As you talk within through your mental bodies and your histories and your politics and your governmentals and your corporate discourses, there's very little discussion about the planet being a living, conscious being with organs made of the same cosmic stuff that you are. It is essential that this awareness of this consciousness come into place at this time if you are to survive as a species. Continue, please.
So these living organs of planet Earth help to maintain and sustain planet Earth, just like our organs help us to maintain and sustain ourselves.
So there's not a limitless supply of the oil, the gas, the minerals. And there are many within their mental human bodies that think there is an endless supply. And you can dig and take out and dig and take out of the mantle of the Earth all that you need with an endless supply. That is not truth, dear ones. And there are planets within your solar system that has experienced this demise, particularly the planet you call Mars, dear one. As you now have been able to venture there and to look at this particular planet, you're seeing a desolate landscape of an atmosphere that's largely been dissipated, without water on the surface, without trees on the surface as you have known them. This has been a result of abuses by an advanced civilization. Let that be a mirror and a picture of what can happen on your planet as well, dear ones. Continue, please.
The ignorance and arrogance of humanity and how it continues to abuse its very home is a reflection of how humanity feels about itself.
Do you get that, dear ones? The relationship self is the core base of all of your learning as a human being. So how you treat one another, judge, shame, blame, or how you treat your Mother Earth is a reflection of the unhealed relationship with self. It's why we of the Archangelic Browns bring in so many teachings of self-mastery to allow you to master self being a reflection of all that there is in order for that healed relationship with self to mirror out to others in world service and to the planet herself. Continue, please.
If humanity intends to survive, it is time to create a new awareness that knows the planet, humanity, and the universe is an open, dynamic, integrated organism.
Open, dynamic, integrated organism. Key words, dear ones. Key words. Everything within and upon your planet and your solar system and your galaxy and your universe and your multiverse are all integrated aspects, or they wouldn't be there. You are all integrated aspects as individuals necessary for the completion of the soul plan of this planet, the species, or, dear ones, you simply would not be here. Continue, please.
What affects one affects all.
Bumper sticker that one, dear ones, and see if it can become more than just words. And dear ones, it doesn't just stop here in your interpersonal relationships and your national relationships with one another. It ratchets out into your solar system, beyond your solar system, and to your galaxy with trillions of solar systems, and goes further out into your universe with trillions of galaxies.
Once humanity understands and accepts the true reality of their world and the universe, this immediately closes the old doors, locks them, and opens new doors for change and improvement.
Knowing that change is all there is, dear one.
You know that the future is not fixed and controlled by the few over the many, and as many individuals can shift from resignation to creating the new.
You have given your power away through a herd consciousness of allowing a few to control the many. What you're seeing in your world governments and world politics and world religion wars right now, dear ones, is a resistance and reaction to the few controlling the many. This will change if you so choose it to change by attaining a self-empowered relationship with self.
What do you choose? Leaders reflect those who choose them.
It may be a bitter pill to swallow, dear ones, but the governments of your world are reflecting the people, largely, if nothing else, by the people giving their power away or thinking they can do nothing about it as one.
So at this point, we'd like to take any questions that you may have on how you think about the world. If you're online and you have a question, please hit star 6. Okay, not seeing anyone with any questions online. Does anyone in the classroom have a question related to how you think about the world? Maria? Why don't you... Okay, well, if you don't...
I'm just so impressed by this phrase that the way we treat our planet is the way humanity feels about itself. And I never saw it from that perspective. And it's...
Dear one, you cannot judge, shame, or blame another without doing that initially to yourself. And the thing that you may be reacting to in another is the aspect of yourself which needs to heal within you, is why you have engendered that individual into your life and actually on a higher plane level brought that individual into your life. That is the divine order of things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you. Lynn, go ahead.
Yes, I've just been working with different people. Rabbi Lerner was on my last talk show and working with the Shift Movement Humanities team and others. And I've been working together with a new community coalition group to create an application form for the new civilization so that we can get people in community to I sign up for the 501c3s. Like here in Oregon, we only have 4 million people, and we have over 22,000 nonprofits. So, and they're integrating some of the programs during junior high and high school. So if we can open those up so that we can actually have a basic guaranteed income with single payer for all the new community services that are needed for all the infrastructure projects, instead of having people sign up for more armed force services with single payer. That's what I'm really working on and why I'm connecting with others in the angelic realm. Thank you.
Dear ones, that is a beautiful divine soul plan activation. And we'd like to remind you, which we know you already know, but you're on a portal and a vortex of the ancient Lemurian civilization that is assisting you with the energies from these portals and vortices where you're geographically located to assist you. And this consciousness, this alternative to, in this case, perhaps military action, We'll move from the west of the feminine Lemurian energy to the east, to the Atlantean masculine energy. It will subjugate and congregate in the Madrid fault in the center of the planet, which is also in the process of being activated as Mother Earth prepares herself for her ascension process. So we wish to encourage you. We wish to acknowledge you. We wish for you to know that you are heard and loved and supported with exactly who you're being, and taking that beingness out into the world of doingness to effect change and create the world you say you want. Thank you, dear one.
Are you complete, Lynn?
Thank you. I wouldn't say complete is the right word, but thank you. Namaste.
We would say, dear ones, in process.
Yes. Thank you.
As long as you humans are in this 3D, you will never be complete, dear ones. We do not say this to you to discourage you. We say it to encourage you. For the 3D choice of existence is an everlasting process that ends with ascending and transcending self. Let us continue.
I just like to say about how we think about our world, going back to conscious parenting, I'm well aware that it really makes a difference how we think about our world, being a conscious parent, raising children consciously. So many parents are now becoming in a position where they have to struggle to meet their survival needs, and they can't be conscious parents. And I wonder if you might be able, Uriel, to give us a little heads up on how that might change in the future.
It needn't change to one. It's a matter of allowing the child to express his or her consciousness. For many of these children are coming in completely equipped through the altered genetic coding and altered DNA coding of their spiritual components. Remember, dear ones, they have chosen the parents that they have chosen for a reason, which may not be prevalent or obvious at the time. The core issue with these children is not to medicate them or to subjugate them, but to simply create a loving environment for them that doesn't have to be filled with physical things, by simply allowing them to know that you know who they are and why they are here, and to the best of your ability within the 3D environment, you are here to support them. If they know this, and they had this, and they're not misunderstood and they're heard, they can make tremendous contributions to the shift of which we speak. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. Moving on to number two, understanding relationships. It has been spoken for eons that the only relationship you are having is the one with self.
So, dear ones, let's stop for a moment and pause on this. You have all heard this many, many, many times. Remember, self is a reflection of all that there is. Remember, if you so choose, that self is the learning tool. That you have chosen in your human contract in being human. When you put those confines and definitions and realities on exactly what self is, then when you say the only relationship you're having with self can take on another dynamic, it can take on another energetic intention, if you will. So we would like to have you begin to expand your awareness of exactly what self is and why you have chosen to learn through self, often what is through what is not, through a balance of giving and receiving, through a balance of the masculine and feminine energy, through the laws of attraction, and on and on and on, as simply a tool. but you are in process of freeing yourself from self by mastering self. Continue, please.
How you feel and think about yourself is constantly reflected out into your relationships with others and the world.
Remember, your emotional body, how you feel about it, is creating the thought that creates the word that creates the action. Emotion, thought, word, action, manifestation, creation. There you are, dear ones, being the creator, creating. Do you get it?
You cannot judge, shame, or blame another without first doing this to self.
That's a responsibility that you can take or not, dear ones. But if you can absorb that and know that truth, that will change your relationship with yourself and every relationship you're having in this lifetime, dear ones.
Once you have mastered self, you shall no longer have wounded little boys and girls running the world and often destroying each other and your planet.
And that's exactly what's taking place. And this endeavor you call the Angel News Network, through the archangelic realm of Michael, through one divine soul, the channel, and another divine soul, a scribe. They have created a program called Life Mastery that gives you all the fifth dimensional tools to assist you in freeing yourself from yourself. This is a mighty gift to humanity, dear ones. And for those of you who resonated, know that it is available to you.
This is a healing process of inside out, not outside in.
And your whole medical system is based upon outside in. Take this pill, do this surgery. That's not to say that they cannot alleviate symptoms, but we ask and challenge, where are the permanent healings? Where is there no intention to harm? Once you master that healing is a relationship of understanding how the emotions affect the thoughts that create the flow of energy within your body, then you truly know, not believe, you truly know that healing is a process of inside out.
In fact, relationship is the organizing principle of the universe.
Relationships to yourself, to one another, to your planets, to your solar systems within your galaxies, to your galaxies within your universes, to your universes within your multi-universes. Relationships, relationships, relationships.
All relationships are reaching inward, then outward to all other things.
You, the planets, the solar systems, the galaxies, the universes, it's all the same thing, dear one.
Since you are all dense energy, through interaction with other energy sources, you create.
So you're in the process of taking this dense carbon-based energy, and you've heard this before, and elevating it into a light existence from which you came. For that is the process of creation. You start with light and love. You allow it to come into dense forms of creation, into matter, into planets, into human beings, in order for the cycle to begin again, but constantly growing and expanding as it repeats itself, endlessly, dear ones. That is creation. That is what you might call God. Thus, in turn, dear ones, you are learning your God, creating and experiencing itself.
Once you know that relationship is the defining principle of the universe, you can see and accept one another as essential aspects of the whole.
Can you imagine if that truth was really known? There could be no war, for you would know you are killing yourself, for you would know you are killing your world, your solar system, your galaxy. That is the principle that you're in the process of being mastered. We remind you, these fundamental shifts principle are the keys to freeing you from the world you exist in at this time, dear ones.
The universe would be incomplete without each one. The next step
do
is to know you are all one.
Do you believe that, dear one? Place your hands upon your hearts. The world, the universe, would be incomplete without you. When was the last time someone told you that? Did mom and dad tell you that? Did someone in school tell you that? Did your religious leaders and teachers tell you that? Do your corporations tell you that? Dear ones, this is the truth.
Again, the next step is to know you are all one.
That's a tough one too, isn't it? You are all one. You're made of the same cosmic energy, the same electrons, the same atoms, the same neurons. You're made of the same matter, expressing itself in a diversified fashion. But in reality, you're all each other in disguise, dear one. You're all each other in disguise, made of the same matter. Can you know this? Can you imagine if you truly knew this as a species and it was a worldwide truth? What type of world do you think you would be having? Dear ones, it would be decidedly different from the world that you're experiencing at this time.
I think this is a wonderful fundamental shift, understanding relationship, and I just want, I know we've discussed it before, being each other's mirrors. And I just want to say it's a wonderful thing to be able to look out and see my mirrors and know that there's a God network and that we're all God creating through ourselves, through this network of mirrors. So what is mirrored back to me is either something that I need to work on or something that I'm very proud of or maybe something that I'm not so proud of. But I really like the idea of we serve as each other's mirrors.
Let us continue, dear one.
Does anyone have any questions on understanding relationships? Anyone online, star 6?
If you will look at any issues that you're having with other people at this time, dear ones, and many of you are, and begin to see those issues may reflect or has been shared, may mirror an aspect within yourself that's unhealed from a present or a past life. There's very little equality, harmony, and balance in your relationships because they are mirroring out the unhealed relationship with self. And then if you put that into your leadership, as has been stated, you have wounded little boys and girls with some pretty big toys and tools running the world. In the higher realms, dear one, in order to move into what you would call a leadership capacity, you have to embark upon a deep, dense examination and healing of self in order to achieve what you would call a leadership capacity. If your leaders could master these components that we're sharing tonight, you would create the paradise that you say that you want. Understand how magnificent that would be. And at this time, those of you who are listening to this and willing to begin to integrate it are the light workers and the way showers to go out into the world, dear ones. Take these wisdoms, take these tools, if they resonate through your hearts and discern through your mental bodies, out into the world, dear one. Teach them to others. Spread the light. Are there any questions about relationships, dear one?
I do have a question as we were speaking. It was again impressed upon us that our emotions create our thoughts. So as far as emotions creating thoughts, would it be astute for us to just fill our life with joyful things, joyful music, and ignore everything else around us so that our emotions would be more leaning towards the joy?
Absolutely not, dear one. Your emotions, your emotive feelings, are an aspect of your divinity awaiting to awaken. It is just as important to feel the emotions that you would not describe as positive as it is the ones you would describe as negative, in order to fully release them from the cellular memory, the DNA within your construct in being human. For many of the issues and problems, if you will, that you're experiencing in your world today are a result through multiple lifetimes of repressed negative feelings. And we'll give you an example. Depression is unexpressed rage and anger. Because the rage and the anger has not been allowed or available to be expressed in a therapeutic way in order to release it. Now, we're not proposing for that rage to go out and kill everyone around you. What we are suggesting is that you create a therapeutic environment to express the feeling in order to release it. For when it is not expressed, it creates negative thoughts, it creates energetic imbalances, it creates disease, and ultimately what you call death. One other aspect that you should be aware of regarding the emotions, dear ones, is they are stored in your atmosphere, and they create your weather systems. And it doesn't stop there. From the atmosphere and the weather systems of this particular planet, they go out into your solar system, your galaxy, your universe, and are stored within the Akashic records. That's how one, when it affects one, it affects all. There's an example of it there. It's the magnificence and the powerfulness of you. Most of humanity does not fear death as much as fearing exactly how powerful you truly are and who you really are. That's what you're facing, dear ones. That's what you're waking up to because you have been taught otherwise by endeavors such as religions and corporations and governments who wish to control you. But you are waking up. Let us continue.
So I would like to point out that at philipeltoncollins.com, there is a section that has energetic exercises that you can employ. And I do believe that if you go under the events column archive, you'll see the energetic exercises in one of those. And some of them are as simple as just taking a bat and beating the bed and just screaming and getting everything out, letting go of your anger and feeling it, releasing it after feeling it fully.
Simply ask, dear ones, all the tools that you need at this particular time in your journey upon this planet to ascend are available to you from the higher realms who have loved and supported you for eternity.
Okay, if no one has any other questions pertaining to understanding relationship, we're moving on to number 3, the gift of commitment. Your readiness to commitment is fundamental to any shift.
Dear ones, readiness, again, we have said it before, is a preparation to commitment. It's okay to be in a state of readiness prior to commitment. That is the process.
Many believe that commitment is doing anything in order to succeed. But there is a higher frequency aspect of commitment beyond human will, transcending into willingness. This is an inner divine voice, aspect of self, that gently guides you through your soul plan, your reason to be here.
So you have an inner divine aspect working with your soul plan, your purpose to be here, guiding and supporting you. It is this wisdom that is largely missing. We're going to ask you to read those preceding sentences again, dear one. They are so fundamental.
Your readiness to commitment is fundamental to any shift. Many believe that commitment is doing anything in order to succeed. But there is a higher frequency aspect of commitment beyond human will, transcending into willingness. This is an inner divine voice, aspect of self, that gently guides you through your soul plan, your reason to be here.
So can you trust, and through that trust, surrender to this divine aspect of yourself? It has been betrayal of you by others in past lifetimes, which has largely destroyed this trust in many of you. But at this time, this is beginning to heal because of the ascension process of the planet herself and the timeline ending within 2,000 of your Earth years. If you can regain and choose to regain that trust and to surrender to this divine process, dear one, and know that it is in divine order, we of the higher realms assure you, you will create the life and world you say you want. Continue, dear one.
The key ingredient within this type of commitment is a knowing trust that allows surrender.
Trust, 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 and understanding what has prevented that trust in the past and the present, and healing that, and letting that go.
This surrender to not knowing, to all possibilities and probabilities, allows you to know the fragments within your soul plans, your destiny.
This is the hard part for the mental body, dear ones. Surrendering to not knowing, and in the unknowing, are the probabilities and possibilities. The mental body has been taught for eons that you've got to know. But if you know falsely that you think you know, then that prevents the probabilities and possibilities that would have come if you surrendered to not knowing. Do you understand, dear ones? Can you see how one has a clear open path and the other impedes? The mind wants to think it knows. And as a result of that false knowing, or a knowing that may not be cohesive with your soul plan, your purpose in being here, it has prevented the other probabilities and possibilities that serve your highest good and the highest good of others. We hope that makes sense, dear one. It is fundamental.
It is at this consciousness you shift your relationship with the future.
There it is. Through that relationship of trusting and surrendering, the probabilities and possibilities, what you call future, reveal themselves with grace and ease, we might add.
You know and see yourselves as an essential aspect of this world and unfolding future and universe.
You know it would be incomplete without you. You simply know it. You don't believe it. You know it. It is an ancient knowing.
It is at this point in relationship to self and all there is, this state of beingness, your life is organically fused with meaning, value, and purpose.
Organically united with meaning, value, and purpose. What is the meaning, the value, and the purpose of your life, dear one? That very truth is what permanent healing is. You cannot be healed through your relationship with self, dear ones, without knowing your purpose in being here, your meaning, your value, and your purpose. That's what instantaneous remission of your diseases is. It is a result of the creation of the disease through the emotional and the mental body that causes the awakening of the person to know, this is why I'm here. This is who I am. And in it is instant, the emotions and thoughts that created the imbalance of the energy that created the disease is instantaneously dissolved. That's healing, dear one. That's permanent healing by knowing your reason to be here. It is the only thing that will keep you here and of what you call a life-threatening situation. Continue, please.
You release your unhealed self and unfree will to your divine beingness. At this point, you see the power and gift of commitment. The moment you fully commit to anything, there is no fear, doubt, or ignorance, the monsters of mankind.
Fear, doubt, ignorance, the monsters of mankind. Fear, the absence of love. Doubting it prevents the possibilities, the probabilities, the ignorance, the unknowing of it, or even seeing the truth and not believing the truth.
Once you commit, you move beyond wounds and ego defenses to be and do who you are.
Committing to knowing who you are. Committing to knowing why you're here. And if you don't know the answers to these things, dear ones, right now, the tools to awaken that within you are available to you by simply asking, and thou shalt receive.
Not being who you truly are kills countless manifestations of creation and prevents the elementary truth. You are the creator creating.
That is what is happening in your world now. So much is being prevented by not knowing.
Then a pathway clears with grace and ease that no human ever dreamed before.
There is a world that awaits you, dear ones, beyond your comprehension and imagination. That is your divine destiny. For some of you who are able to peek into the past lives, you can remember glimpses of this in Lemuria and Atlantis, in early Egypt, in early Greece, early Aztec, early Mayan before they became corrupted, early Hopi, and many, many others. This is the divine spark of self expressing itself in human civilization. Your recorded histories have some glimpses of it, but it's largely missing some of the key civilizations or declaring that they never existed, but they did. There's a spark within you that is the beginning of creation itself that always existed. It wasn't a big bang, dear ones. It was a spark that always was and is. That is you.
And when that pathway clears with grace and ease, you know your feelings, thoughts, and actions are the countenance of creation, your commitment.
So, are you in a state of readiness to commit, dear ones, and not be distracted by the shopping list in your 3D, or the social media, or the mass media, or what your governments are saying to you, or your religions, or your corporations, or your educational institutions? Are you ready to commit to the truth and magnificence of you?
Okay, we have a question on the gift of commitment, Valium.
Yes.
Speak up, please.
Yes. Thank you. That phrase about permanent instantaneous healing, the moment that you realize knowing why you're here, and commit, what would be the easiest and most simple way of providing tools for the many patients that come my way that are sick and ill and would really benefit with all of us with, but to permanently, instantaneously.
Dear one, you had that tool within your arsenal of wisdom at this time. It is a life mastery course that you have taken. If you will look at the workbook that has been created by one divine soul through the wisdoms of Archangel Michael, our brother. You will see a process within it which allows the awakening of the individual. Now, having said this, there are some divine souls that need to leave this frequency that you reside in, reevaluate, and return to be ready for that examination. For it requires being and doing the work. And humanity has a lazy aspect to itself and would rather have a physical death and transcend into another existence, which they may or may not believe exists, rather than going through that examination. But for those divine souls who are willing to apply that divine, deep, divine examination of self and truly awaken to who they are and why they're here and their purpose, it will eliminate the emotions and the thoughts that created the energetic imbalance, which created the dis-ease. Does that help you, dear one?
Well, yes. However,
dear one, you are looking for an instantaneous answer, aren't you?
Yes, because you have limited time with the patient.
No, dear one. There is not limited time. There is eternity for those patients. You as a healthcare provider will know within your wisdom that whether they make a decision to transcend or not, and many of them may already come to you in the process of that transition, the greatest gift that you can give to them is assist them in that transition, not to prevent it.
No, I realize that.
Then what else do you need in this explanation, dear one, that you feel you're not receiving?
For the ones that are willing to and that are really looking for a way.
Then they will show up and do the work, dear one, through their freedom of choice or freedom of will. And if they are not willing to commit or even be in a state of readiness to commit to the preparation to do the work, then there will be a consequence to leave this frequency. That's why leaving this frequency exists, dear ones. Death, physical death, is the last hurdle for humanity to conquer by mastering self, by being willing to examine self and do the work in the examination of self. That is what any ascension or life mastery process is about, dear one. You know this.
Would it help to provide copies of Life Mastery book to these precious people?
Talk to them, dear ones. See if they resonate with the possibility of doing a deep examination of self and that you have a tool to offer them. See if they resonate with it, how they feel about it. See if they discern with it, how they think about it. And if that is positive, their discernment and their resonance, then yes, dear one, allow the tool to be made available to them.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Are you complete, dear one?
Yes, thank you.
If anyone online has a question, you may hit star 6. Seeing no questions online, are there any more in the classroom on the gift of commitment? Okay. Moving on to number 4, creating community. Once you are able to commit, a cosmic flow of energy, meaning, value, and purpose commences. Through your resonance, communities of equality, harmony, and balance begin to form.
Study those words, dear one. Equality, harmony, and balance. Where are they existing in your world today? Do they actually exist anywhere? If not, why not? For the dense frequency of the elimination or the non-existence of equality, harmony, and balance is what is keeping you within this 3D frequency. And that density will not be allowed into a higher frequency of existence where we reside. We do not choose these words lightly, dear ones. They are there to increase your frequency, your vibratory frequency, in order to allow you to ascend into the higher realms, which is your divine destiny. Continue, dear one.
Continuing with creating community, when you are in a state of surrender, the universal laws of attraction come into play due to the authentic and transparent truth of your beingness.
Again, there's that word surrender preceded by trust. Continue.
Not because you are special. You are simply showing the way, and the full possibilities of the future appear.
Dear ones, those of you who resonate and discern with the terminology light worker and wayshore, these are the essential tools for you to teach others to apply going forward, if you so choose.
Through commitment and the communities you create, you move from self to others, to the world and beyond, in full service and gratitude for what is rather than what is not.
The divine soul who shared earlier is creating an endeavor that creates community that will energetically network outward. Continue, please.
Does anyone have any questions related to creating community at this point? Anyone online? Star 6? I'm just wondering, Archangel Uriel, if you might comment for those of us that are creating community and at this point are not seeing as much funding as we would like to see, if you might be able to comment on that.
There is no correlation between your monetary and economic funding and creating communities of equality and harmony and balance. So we shall ask you, if you so choose, to see them as one the new paradigm and the other the old. Your payback, in your vernacular, will not always come within your 3D monetary expression. Since your monetary expressions and your economic structures are in the process of shifting and changing, which will come as a result of free energy for all, rather than relying on the organs of Mother Earth, which we discussed earlier, as a source of your energy, which will ultimately be a source of your demise. The feelings of joy, the feeling of commitment, the feeling of being your soul plan expressed will allow and support the creation of new forms of what you call economy. They may not come within the guise of what you have known as economy in the past. They may be within the systems of a balance of giving and receiving, such as bartership. They may come within the confines of learning how to master and manipulate energy itself and to manifest what it is that you need. That is what your ascended masterships have done. It's what they do. They have understood and mastered the laws of attraction, the laws of energy and manifestation and creation. And with endeavors to support the good of all, they manifest exactly what is needed within that particular endeavor. You will be supported with this through your returned abilities of telecommunication, teletransportation, telepathic ability at large, which require none of your old paradigm economics. There are some neophyte expressions of attempting to create new monetary systems that are at a plague as we speak, that are part of the ascension process to begin to create something else, something new. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, and I just want to say one of the things that many of us are seeing is a shift from the old paradigm to the new as far as energy is concerned. The 3D energy was so dense before where people were offering all kinds of gifts to get people to go to their website or to get people to attend their things. And now the shift seems to be going with, you either resonate with me or you don't. And I'm not really concerned with that. You either attend or you don't. I'm just doing the work, and what like attraction attracts like attraction, and those that will resonate will be attracted. And that's one of the things that many of us are seeing.
Yes, your internal gyro systems, dear one, are your resonance through your heart, how you feel about it, remembering that your heart contains the DNA of all the wisdoms of past and present lives, and your discernment through your mental body, how you think about something. And you will make a choice through your internal gyro systems or your resonance discernment to decide where you connect, who you connect with, where you apply your energy. But within the concepts of energy, which help support life on this particular planet, it's going to come from systems that do not exist at present. Yes, your wind and your solar and your water systems are certainly a, how should we say, avenue in the right direction of not continuing to destroy the organs, the oil, the gas, the minerals, of the organs of your planet herself. But these energy systems will come from the electromagnetic belts within the core of the Earth and surrounding the Earth through the mastership of photon technology, dear ones. This will be learning how to manipulate an endless supply of light. You have an electromagnetic field around your planet that a tiny portion of it will power your planet for eons to come. These technologies are in the process of being made available to you, but there are endeavors that are controlling the energy sources that use the organs of the planet at play. It would be up to the people, we the people, by the people, for the people, who will make a decision to really allow these other energetic systems to come forward, which can power and fuel many of the endeavors of which you speak of through your resonance and your discernment. We hope this enlightens you and gives you a glimpse behind the curtain, dear ones, of what can possibly be available if you so choose in your freedom of choice and freedom of will, and not continuing to give your power away to the few controlling the many, to the few who think they can control what they did not create. And dear ones, you did not create this planet. You did not create humanity, and you cannot and will not control it. You can attempt to do so for an extended period of time through your dictatorships and your tyrants and your tyrannical governments, or your governments pretending to be democratic. But they will demise as all untruths have demised in the past. Shall we continue?
So does anyone have a question related to creating community before we continue? Jude has a question.
I'm in the process of creating community for people who really want to recover from addictions. Do you have any suggestions on where I might go that I haven't already gone?
Dear ones, you are already connected with the divine soul that we're coming through at this time, who will assist you.
Okay.
On the true understanding of what addiction is.
Okay.
That will assist you in understanding exactly what it takes to achieve a permanent healing in not only addiction, but any other disease that is created by humanity's emotions and thoughts, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else have a question on creating community? If you're online, hit star 6. Anyone in the classroom? Okay, we're moving on to number 5, synchronicity. At this crucial time in humanity's planetary and human evolution, many universal laws and messages are coming to further support your pathway, such as this one.
Dear ones, there are no accidents, there are no coincidences, but there is something called synchronicity.
Understanding synchronicity is one of them. It is no accident or coincidence that this message or the people in your life are there now.
Every one of you, dear ones, who is an eye or earshot of this sharing and this teaching at this time and chooses to bring it out into the world is employing the laws of synchronicity.
The events and people you need in your life now are the very people you need in correlation to your commitment.
And sometimes that seems harsh and dramatic. But it is the only way that some of you can learn through your soul plans to effect a permanent healing.
Old doors close and lock, new doors open. A sense of grace and ease develops, and you find you are interacting in a cohesive community of people who may not even be yet conscious of one another.
That is in play for many of you. You're in the process of connecting and awakening your consciousness. That is the mission of the channel that we're coming through at this time, to bring the messages of the higher realms to you in order to increase your vibration and frequency, in order to awaken your consciousness into the higher realm of existence, which is your destiny.
In effect, you have moved and are acting from the me to the we in a new paradigm of unity.
Me to we. Me to we, dear ones, into a unified field of consciousness. That is your pathway.
This is the cosmic wheel of divine order moving all events forward.
You are all spokes radiating out from a cosmic core of creation, and your individuated spokes from that core allow the spinning of the wheel into creation. Continue, dear one.
Then your lives become a series of non-mindful, marvelous miracles.
Miracles being the new normal.
So I'm wondering, as we're speaking of synchronicity and we're talking about doors closing and doors opening, I know many old doors have closed for me. In fact, just about all the old doors have closed for me. Very few new doors have opened, and I'm wondering if you can comment on that for those of us that that's happening to.
Dear one, we'll comment on you specifically. Your doors have closed, but they have not locked. They are still periodically, as they are with many divine souls, peeking open a bit. And aspects of what's behind that closed door that opened a bit, yes, it is not as open as it was before. But when humanity is ready to close the door totally and to lock it and to throw the key away, that's when a shift and change will permanently take place. Does that help you, dear one?
Well, I'm a little confused because when I'm talking about old doors closing, my daughter has left this frequency. My son has left this frequency. I'm no longer married. I no longer have a home. I no longer have what you would call belongings. So those are the doors that I'm talking about.
But there are emotions and thoughts regarding those events and relationships, dear one, which, and not only for you, but we speak of all of humanity, that affect the present. When you have closed the door and released completely what you have chosen to learn from, you will create a new paradigm. There are aspects of all that you are discussing which are still affecting the present, dear one. Do you understand?
No, I have to say that I don't.
Then you are in process, dear one.
And I will be as long as I'm in physical form, it appears.
With these particular issues or not, you may heal those and move on to others to be in process with, which are actually at a more elevated plane of existence.
All righty then. Does anyone else have a question on synchronicity online? Hit star 6, please. Seeing no one online, does anyone in the classroom have a question related to synchronicity?
No accidents, no coincidences, a divine order, a law of synchronicity.
This is your last opportunity to ask any questions before we go into the conclusion. So if you have any questions on anything that we've discussed this evening, any of the five fundamental shifts, now is your time to come forward.
I just have to say that I love synchronicity.
And she loves you too, dear one.
Okay, we're moving on to the conclusion. Again, all of the above is a process of inside out, not outside in. The non-mindful, marvelous miracles of life are about your consciousness of character through your being more than your doing. Your world and humanity stand at a final juncture in your evolutionary path. If you so choose, it is time to free yourself from yourself and allow your destiny as divine beings to emerge and create a new and glorious future. What do you choose?
I remind you, dear ones, as you take a deep breath to assimilate these wisdoms, we bring them to you again, and we may again and again and again, until you are able to master these truths, to free yourself and from others, to ascend into the magnificent divine world that is your destiny, dear ones.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Tonight is offered on a love offering basis, and if you're online, you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com. And in the classroom, you can donate here or also online. I will have the MP3 up for tonight, up on PhilipEltonCollins.com within the next 4 days, and it will be under the events for this particular event. Again, thank you for joining us.
And we'll be gathering again in 2 weeks, and it will be Archangel Michael through Transchannel Jeff Fasano, and this is one of the most marvelous personal processing opportunities that we can offer you. So take advantage of it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.